Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtottara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
You very often condemn the mind as a monkey, but take it from me, it is far worse. The monkey leaps from one branch to another, but the mind leaps from the heights of the Himalayas to the depths of the sea, from today to tens of thousands of years ago. Tame it by the process of Namasmarana. Make it, as Ramadasa did, into a Bhadrachala, a stable, steady mountain. That is the task I assign to you. Make your heart an Ayodhya by means of Ramanama. Ayodhya means a city that can never be captured by force. That is your real nature, Ayodhya, Bhadrachala. Forget this and you are lost. Install Rama in your heart and then no outer force can harm you. That is why I have come physically to this place, to tell you to carry on this Namasmarana. Just as the times have changed and conditions of living have changed, the rigors of sadhana have also to be modified. Doing severe tapas was great and rare achievement in those days. Now, repeating the name of the Lord is becoming as difficult a tapas. Hence it is said that smarana is enough. Smarana that can be done along with all other activities of living. It is the inner purity that matters, not the outer movement of the lips. Smarana, being an inner activity, helps that inner transformation.
The 21st name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotra Shatnamavali is
Om Sri Sai Bharadwaj Rishi Gotraya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Bharadwaj Rishi Gotraya Namaha. Baba announced at the age of 14 that he was Sai Baba who belonged to the Bharadwaj Gotra. Years ago, when he most dramatically threw off the paralysis of a devotee which he had taken over, he announced that he was Shiva Shakti come in human form in response to a boon granted to Bharadwaj Rishi by Shiva in the past. Lord Shiva had blessed the Rishi that he would take human form in his Gotra, lineage. Sage Bharadwaja was a great saint who did penance and won 3 terms of life of 100 years each, so that he may master the Vedas. But the god of gods, Indra, told him that the Vedas are beyond even ages of study, and Indra taught him a yaga instead. For that yaga, Bharadwaja invited Shiva and Shakti as presiding deities. He won their favor so much that they blessed sage Bharadwaja to be born in his Gotra as Sai Baba of Shirdi and as Satya Sai Baba and also as Prema Sai in the future. Bharadwaja's ashram was at Prayag. He is mentioned in the Ramayana as a sage with amazing miraculous powers won by tapas. Baba declared that he was not Satyanarayana Raju as people knew him till then. That was only a make-believe, worn by him until the world could grasp the news of his divinity. Even his claim to the Gotra of Bharadwaja is a make-believe, for how can the divine be bound by lineage and kin? Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 21st name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotra Shatnamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bharadwaj Rishi Gotraya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Bharadwaj Rishi Gotraya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is born in the family lineage of the great Rishi Bharadwaj. On 23rd May 1940, when Baba first declared to Pedavenkapa Raju that, "I am Sai Baba," he also indicated that his Gotra or lineage is Bharadwaja. However, he shed more light on this during the Guru Purnima discourse in 1963 when he said, "The reason why I have taken birth in Bharadwaja Gotra is the boon Bharadwaja received from Shiva." Once, Bharadwaja Rishi thought of performing a yajna. He went personally to Kailash Mountain to invite Shiva and Parvati. At the time, Shiva and Parvati were engaged in a dance. They were so engrossed that they did not notice Bharadwaja Rishi for 7 days. The Rishi could only see Shiva but not Shakti. On the 8th day, when he got darshan of Mata Parvati, she cast a glance at him, smiled benignly, and once again Shiva Parvati got engrossed in the dance. the Rishi felt sad. He felt ignored and thought of leaving Kailas. But his left leg was numb due to standing continuously in snow for 8 days. He also lost his vision in the left eye and then he collapsed. Lord Shiva and Parvati stopped their dance. Shiva came to his rescue and revived him by sprinkling some water from his kamandalu. When the Rishi regained consciousness, Shiva told him, "Shakti Mata's glance and her smile was a blessing for your yajna. We will definitely be present for the yajna." When Bharadwaj Rishi performed the yajna, both Shiva and Shakti manifested during Purnahuti and blessed Bharadwaj Rishi with a boon saying, "We will take birth in human form in your lineage 3 times. The first incarnation will be Shiva Avatar, who will be known as Shirdi Sai. The second incarnation will be Shiva Shakti Avatar, who will be known as Shri Satya Sai. And the third incarnation will be Shakti Avatar, who will be adored as Prema Sai." Further, Shiva added, "You thought Shakti had neglected you at Kailas for 8 days. Due to this, Shakti will suffer in Shiva Shakti Avatar. At that time, I, Shiva, will cure her by sprinkling the holy water on her, just as I did for you at Kailash." Just as Bharadwaj Rishi had darshan of Shiva Shakti, Swami also has given darshan to some of his devotees in the form of Shiva Shakti. This was in the earlier days during Navratris when Swami was taken in a procession. Many of his devotees were blessed with the resplendent darshan of the Shiva Shakti form.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 21st name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Bharadwaja Rishi Gotraya Namaha. The 22nd name is
Om Shri Sai Bhaktavatsalaya Namaha.
Om Shri Sai Bhaktavatsalaya Namaha. Baba has declared that the fostering, guiding and guarding of bhaktas is his task. Countless are the instances where he has saved them from physical and spiritual fail, where he has rendered timely and effective help, the help he knew was most beneficial. When the devotee cries out sincerely for help, Baba, wherever he is, whatever he is doing, drops his body and rushes with his causal form to the side of the person in distress to save him. Or he gives him the vision of his form to instill courage, consolation or cure. He counsels in dreams. He sends friends and funds. He frightens off thieves and foes. Vatsalyam means affection of the mother towards the child. We are all children of the Satya Sai Mata. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 22nd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Bhaktavatsalaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Namam 22. Om Shri Sai Bhakta Vatsalaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is very affectionate to his devotees. Bhagavan visited Haridwar with an entourage of chosen devotees in the year 1963. They travelled to Haridwar, Rishikesh and Srinagar, and from there to Joshimath in vehicles. From Joshimath, one needs to walk all the way to the sacred shrine of Badrinath. Swami encouraged and energized everyone with his soothing smiles and lively chatter to to prepare them for the hilly walk ahead. This path in Himalayas is a difficult one to tread, with snow and stones falling alike from the mountain tops and very, very cold climatic conditions. One can see the mountain peaks touching the skies on one side and a seemingly bottomless valley with Alaknanda River flowing in all her majesty and force on the other side. Swami told a few devotees to ride on horsebacks, while a few others were carried by men in wide, comfortable baskets, which are called dolis. Swami created vibhuti for those who were tired and exhausted from the journey. Along the curvy and dangerous route, at some points, Swami would ask everyone to go ahead, while he was the last one to follow the group. In those instances, more often than not, as soon as Swami passed a particular spot, snow or stones would rumble down the hill to the shock and relief of all devotees. What can possibly hurt the Creator or harm His devotees? A little later, after they crossed a place called Lambaghar, Swami stopped to sit down on a big rock. He was explaining matters of deep spiritual significance to the devotees gathered around Him. Swami's enthusiasm to impart this sacred knowledge mixed with His sublime tone made everyone forget the surroundings along with all their fatigue of the journey. There were many pilgrims traveling through that path, but none seemed to have noticed the Creator sitting amongst them. Then came a group of devotees walking down the hill after Badri Narayana's darshan at the temple. There was a pious woman in that group who started to observe Swami as she walked down that path, and finally she recognized Swami. She had already heard of Swami and realized His divinity. She approached Swami slowly and offered her pranams at His lotus feet with love. Her joy knew no bounds when she understood that Swami was on His way to Badri and asked His permission for her to join the group of devotees with Him. Swami, in His most loving way, told her, "Mother, I stopped here only to grant you my darshan. You had the darshan of your Badrinath, the Lord of Badri, right here. What more will you gain if you come to Badri again? I am giving you Vibhuti Prasadam. Take this and join your relatives to return home happily and peacefully." Thus, Swami not only stopped and waited to fulfill a pure-hearted devotee's wish, He even granted darshanam, sparshanam and sambhashanam to her and very lovingly convinced her to go back to her family and home. God is ever eager and ready to grant the wish of a sincere devotee and will go to any lengths to confer that joy.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 22nd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhaktavatsalaya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satya Sai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Palekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.
Thank you.